with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom. Former Fifth Harmony member and now author, Allie Brooke. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you, Mario. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Always great to see you, too. You look great. And
thank you.
Congratulations on the book, new memoir, Finding Your Harmony. Great title right there. What inspired this?
So much. Oh, my gosh. There's so much that inspired this. For me, you know, even though I'm young, I have been through so much and have been through everything from the business to my personal life, have battled so much, everything from rejection to insecurity to bullying to things that happened in my family to so much. And so with this, I knew that I had so much to say and to tell, and I really wanted to use this to help people who felt like I did, help people right now, especially who are hopeless, looking for that joy, who need that encouragement, who need just that friend to cheer them on, no matter what they're going through.
Right.
So that's my purpose with this book.
Good for you. What would you say was the most difficult part for you?
The most difficult part was probably, man, kind of going back in those darker moments for me. You know, those moments that I didn't want to write about, that I was nervous. Everything from, you know, the moments in Fifth Harmony when I was feeling very insecure and opening up about some dark places, and also just talking about my family members and those who I lost along the way. That was really challenging.
Mm-hmm.
For me, also, it was really scary to be vulnerable at first, because I was really like, hey, I want to appear strong and, you know, for people to just see me as that. But I learned that actually when you open up and you do become vulnerable and share that with people, you connect in such a powerful way. And that's actually a strength. So that was the beautiful part about it. Yeah. And by the way, I actually sent you, I think it's going to get there tomorrow or in a few days, but I sent you and your family a gift box of my book, and I wrote you a note.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Well, you in Fifth Harmony always have a special place in my heart, because I was there when you guys were being formed, of course.
I know. Isn't that crazy? 8 years ago,
wow,
we started there, and my gosh, it was incredible. I remember seeing you every single week, and you always being so nice to us and really cheering us on. So
thank you.
It's awesome.
You're kind of like their dad.
I would like to think cool older brother. Cool older brother.
You're definitely the cool older brother, for sure.
Thank you, Allie. That's what I'm talking about. And I also love that you talk about how faith has guided your career, which is really cool that you're vocal about that. What's an example of when faith guided your way at a tough time?
Well, I open up about a really dark moment that I had. And in the book, I share about a moment of feeling just completely helpless and hopeless in my hotel room. You know, at the height of our career, you know, it seemed like everything was perfect in our world. We were at the top, but inside I was dealing with so much stress and anxiety, and I was overwhelmed with a lot. And in that moment, I made a choice that I'm not really proud of. I used alcohol in not the safest way to kind of escape and to really just drown out the pain that I was feeling. And it's even hard for me to talk about it now, so you can read more about that in the book. But through that very hard moment and dark time, I was shown that God had a way. And even though I had just a mustard seed of faith at the time, that ended up guiding me and bringing so much life to me and hope back into me in that day. And also, you know, even in the face of rejection after Fifth Harmony, when all the doors were closed from record labels, I was devastated, but I prayed and I surrendered to God. I'm like, God, you know my heart, you know my dreams. I know that there's a way, even though right now it doesn't seem like it. And God reopened a door that was closed, and only the way that he can. And a third example is there's a beautiful story of my grandpa, who's no longer with us, but it's a story of reconciliation between my mom and him and our family and him. Mm-hmm. And I literally just saw God transform his heart and all of our hearts. And that is one of the most beautiful things that I've seen, you know, just a miracle from God. And I hope that all of this can help someone and inspire someone and to know that miracles do happen and faith is real. God is real. You just sometimes got to let him in, even in your darkest moments when you're like, why? Or you're just like heartbroken.
Oh, especially
in miraculous things.
Especially in your darkest moments. You got to let go. Let God. You're exactly especially. Right. Good for you.
Yes.
What about Dancing with the Stars? As an alum, are you keeping up with the season?
I can't. Well, actually, so I'm here in Atlanta shooting my very first film, and I'm so excited. So I don't, and obviously really busy. So I don't have, I haven't been able to catch up as much, but me and Sasha keep up with each other. We text. I saw the first episode and I'm cheering them on and all of my, former friends nice. On. So I'm happy for them. I know, hey, they're killing it during this time. It's very hard, you know, to work and
yeah, no audience these, there and stuff, of course.
Times and
so what
yeah,
is, what
but
is,
they're doing it.
What's this film you're working on?
So it's a drama and it's called High Expectations and it's my first starring role. I'm the lead female and it's a beautiful story about redemption and this other male's story to redemption and to piecing his life back together. And also Kelsey Grammer is starring in this, which wow. I'm like freaking out.
Yeah, he's great.
My co-star. He is incredible. Such a legend. And I actually start filming with him this week, I believe. So I haven't met him, but I'm so, so honored. And it's so special. And this film also hits home for me in many different areas. It's a beautiful script. I think a lot of people will connect with it and find, open it. And it's real. It's as real and raw as you can get. So
High Expectations.
You're going to see a different side of me.
We'll be able to have to look for that. So congrats on that. Good for you, sweetie. And
yes,
then are you able to kind of focus on any kind of music or?
Yes. So I'm coming out with a new single next Friday called What Are You Waiting For with Afrojack. I actually performed this on my tour when I was doing my headlining solo tour at the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. But we never were able to release it. So now it's finally going to come out and my fans are dying. They're like, we've been waiting and I've been waiting too. So, and then I'm going to have like four more new songs till the end of the year. So I'm definitely busy with everything and music's my number one. So I'm so pumped.
Good, good. I'm so proud of you. Great job, honey. I'm glad things are going
you.
Great. Now, listen, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Okay.
All right.
What's your favorite show you've binged during quarantine?
Maybe the Michael Jordan special.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. Sure. Last Dance. Last Dance, right? Yeah, Last
yes.
Dance. A song that you wish you wrote.
Oh, probably I Want to Dance with Somebody by
Whitney Houston.
Yeah. One of my favorite songs of all time, or Shallow by Lady Gaga.
Okay. Yeah. Good choices. Favorite scary movie.
Probably Scream. That is such a good one. With Neve Campbell, the 90s one.
The OG one? All right. Yeah, you were little when that came out, so.
Yeah, but it's good.
Do you have a favorite Bible verse?
Oh, yes. I talk about this in my book, in fact, in the introduction. Let your light shine so before men, so they may see your good works in heaven and glorify your Father. I say in the book that I've always wanted to be a light in this business since I was a young girl, and that verse has always hit me and it's part of my testimony. And that's what I hope to bring with my music or film in my book. That's my purpose. So I hope
awesome.
I'm doing that.
Love it. Love it. Well, you're doing it right now. Congrats on everything and have fun in Atlanta and hopefully we'll see you in person soon. Get Finding Your Harmony wherever you get your books. Allie, thanks so much for checking in.
Thank you, Mario, so much. I hope you love the book and my note. And
yeah, thank you for sending that.
This is something, yeah, yeah. You and like Courtney and the kids can read. Give them all my love.
I will. Thank you so much, honey.
Mwah. Thanks, Mario. Bye.
On with Mario Lopez.